My name is Karen Rundlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. People come to South Florida to live the good life, whether it's for opportunity or for the sunshine. So this is a place particularly well-suited to the self-improvement industry. Across the country, the particular field of one-on-one coaching has grown exponentially since the beginning of the recession in 2007. Executive coaching, life coaching, personal fitness trainers. Dan Silverman grew his coaching business out of something he was doing for free at bars all over South Florida. Silverman used to get groups of friends together to practice meeting women. Most of the guys were quieter types, guys who found the South Beach scene intimidating.
And because people were lining up to get advice from me, someone suggested I should charge for it, so I did.
Silverman started MiamiDatingCoach.com about 7 years ago. Howard was a client.
I had friends that were girls, but, you know, generally that, you know, pretty much as far as it went. I moved from San Diego to Weston, and I found that, you know, women generally tend to be a little bit more closed off to meeting people outside of their social circle.
MiamiDatingCoach.com offers packages for men and women that run anywhere from $200 for phone sessions to $12,000 for matchmaking services and an extensive dating life makeover. That could mean anything from cleaning up your Facebook profile to fixing up your apartment. Silverman also coaches clients on what to talk about, what to wear, and where to go on these dates. Like this cheese shop?
Places like this, you're actually able to walk around and try different cheeses for free, which is really good on your budget. And it's an activity you can do with someone, getting to know someone and chatting, and even gives you really cool opportunities where you can feed the other person. Or
Silverman's coaching business is one of the many that grew in the midst of the recession.
Well, in a weak economy where there aren't that many good jobs to be had, things like personal coaching become an attractive job option.
John De La Rosa studies the self-improvement industry at Market Data Enterprises.
It's very easy to get into the business, and there isn't much of a financial investment involved.
De La Rosa says the best customers in the self-improvement industry are affluent women in their 40s who live in U.S. coastal cities. Places like Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca. Top-tier coaches can turn it into a six-figure gig.
Today, coaching is like the Wild Wild West. Very few of them actually go and get certifications and learn and build a methodology and understand and implement a methodology.
It's not always about getting the girl. Very often, it's about getting the gig and doing it well. Martin Echevarria left his corporate job to run his own consulting business called Coherence. Right now, 20% of his business comes from executive coaching. CEOs and other leaders often get coaching bought and paid for by their corporations. Companies like American Express, Verizon, the healthcare district of Palm Beach County, they've all paid Echevarria to work with some of their high-potential leaders. Folks who are technically exceptional, but who may have a ways to go as a manager. Google's executive chairman, Eric Schmidt, has said getting a coach was some of the best advice he ever got.
Every famous athlete, every famous performer has somebody who's a coach.
The explosion of coaching as a new income stream makes sense. It's a personal service that can't be automated. The question of whether it can become a sturdy middle-class career is still up in the air. But in an economy where people are looking for stability, it is no surprise that they're trying to turn their passion into profits. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.